Game over, man.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show.
Give me the postgame.
On the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Charlie Remeliotis.
Welcome into the Blackhawks postgame show. Charlie Remeliotis here after a 4-3 shootout win over the LA Kings. That's right, John Weideman. I am going to have a fun show today. Much better than the Thursday night one. It was a late game, tough loss. Hawks had that third period push, but they didn't convert on their chances. They did tonight. Let's go back to LA and bring in Troy Murray for a game recap. Troy, man, what a finish. They pushed in that third period. They didn't get the results that they got in San Jose, but they were able to find a way tonight in LA. I said tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm a victim.
You have 9 minutes there, right?
I do. Technically, might qualify.
No.
Not yet.
No. You don't qualify yet.
That's fair.
You're not getting any break. Yeah, this was an interesting game, a fun finish for sure. But boy, they got a lot of things to clean up. First two periods just didn't play well. Peter Mrazek was great. They just they couldn't get it going. And whatever happened, we saw it in San Jose the other night. They didn't get the results, as you were talking about in that game. Tonight they get the results. They tie it up with a goaltender on the bench. Nice job by Bertuzzi to get to the front of the net. Smart play by Donato just to throw it into that area. Sometimes you get the extra attack and you're trying to do too much, and everybody just clogs the middle of the ice. So you got to create some chaos. And how you do that, throw the puck to the front of the net into the crease area, low and on the ice, so the goaltender can't make a save with his glove and hold on to it. And they find a way to get it done in the shootout. LA had some good puck possession in the overtime. Bedard with a great individual move. He rang one off the crossbar and a nice quick little move in tight. But you know, the Blackhawks find a way to win this one. Disappointing for the LA Kings because they probably say, well, we played good enough, but we didn't play well in the third period. But for the Hawks to not have, eight shots on goal through two periods, and then to end up getting three goals in the third period, you got to give them credit. They battled hard.
How about that goal by Tyler Bertuzzi with 30 seconds left to get down on one knee, goes off the post, off Kemper's skate, and into the net? His reaction said it all.
Yeah, but that's the fun part of the game. You know, the bad part of the game is you're sitting there and you've got an empty net, you got the extra attacker, and the other team goes down and scores the empty net goal. That's really deflating for the guys on the ice. So to be in this position, it doesn't happen very often, but when you're in the position, you pull the goaltender and it works. Man, it's exciting. And the way that this game went, you know, the Blackhawks down 2-0, battle back into the third period. It's a tie game. They give up a late one. They're not a late one with about 8 minutes to go, I think, or 6 minutes to go to Philip Dano. Then now all of a sudden you're going, we got to battle hard. But in the third period, they didn't quit. They had a lot of guys that really gave it everything that they have in that third period. And that's what Luke Richardson wants to see. The ability of this team to play completely different games is kind of mind-boggling because you want the consistency in your game. And they're just not getting it at times. And I think that's what's maybe frustrating for the coaching staff, because when you see an effort like this in the third period, when you see the effort like they did in San Jose for that third period, for that 20 minutes, you know it's there. And you just got to find a way for these players to draw it out within themselves to do it on a consistent basis. And when they do that, they're going to start putting some wins together. They're going to get some streaks going.
How about Ryan Donato, that shootout winner at the end, but also Luke Richardson promoting him to the top line on the top power play, and he was the guy out there on the extra attacker as well to set up Bertuzzi, and then Luke puts him out there third, and he converts the winner in the shootout.
What Luke likes about his game is the simplicity, and it's the simplicity of Craig Smith as well, who scored a goal in this game. You know, you got to look at these guys and say, why is Ryan Donato leading the team in goals? Why is Craig Smith got four goals this season? And that's more than the top guys, the goal scorers. have this year. And it's because the simple mentality of going to the front of the net, not hanging around on the outside, not looking for the great shot from the perimeter. This game is all about the willingness to get to the middle of the ice and create those opportunities that Donato did in overtime by throwing the puck at the net. Guys like Bertuzzi have that willingness. That's where he makes his living. He's not a guy with a lot of foot speed, so he's not going to carry the puck through the neutral zone, but he's great in the offensive zone. He's a battler along the board. I call him a mutter, and that kind of relates to the horse world, where if the track is wet and you've got horses that love the pristine dry grass, dry turf, whatever it is, and then all of a sudden it rains out and it's sloppy and they don't want to run and they don't fare well in those. Well, there's guys like the mutters in the NHL, and Donato's one of them. Bertuzzi's another one of them. Nick Foligno is another one. He's got 4 goals on the season. Why? Well, he's willing to go to the net. And it's not that hard to see what gets results in the NHL. It's just about who's willing to go there and do it.
Last one for you, Troy. Hawks haven't won back-to-back games yet this season. They failed to do so to capitalize on their Colorado win in San Jose. How important is it for the Blackhawks to try to get 2 points tomorrow to come back to Chicago with some real momentum after a back-to-back wins, potentially?
What's the record on the road the first 4 games?
Do you know it off the top of your head? Why are you asking me?
It's 2-2. We're going into the 5th game, and this could be above .500 road record on this road trip, and that's great. I mean, anytime you can come back from the road with a .500 or better record, that's what you're looking for. So, you lost to Dallas, and then all of a sudden, not good. You beat Denver or Colorado in Colorado, and then you kind of lose the next game, and you're like, whatever. And now you beat the LA Kings, who were perfect on home ice. They hadn't lost when going into the third period with a lead. They were 4-0 in that area. And now you win this game in a shootout. You're 2-2 heading into the deciding game here. And if you get to be a 500 team or better on the road, those are teams that make the playoffs. So it's a big game for them to put a streak together, as you mentioned. And then you go back home and you're playing a team out of the East, the Detroit Red Wings, that, they're not a powerhouse. They're kind of in the middle of the road there. So, you kind of look at it and say, well, maybe if you win tomorrow, you go back home. Now you're back at the United Center. You're feeling pretty good. Maybe you make it 3 in a row. So tomorrow's going to be a big game. And I think emotionally and physically for the guys, it's going to be, it is what it is. It's a quick turnaround. But I think mentally, the team is going to have a lot more energy to play with because of how this game turned out and the fact that they were winners.
I misheard you. I thought you were asking me what the Blackhawks' road record is. And I was like, Troy, I can't do that quick math on the fly. I don't remember the first 4 games of the season. I got to go back
well,
and look.
Well, it's 3-4-1 now.
All right, there you go.
That just for tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. I'll study up. Safe travels to Anaheim.
Good job, Charlie.
Thanks, Troy.
Love you, bud, and we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, love you, too. We'll talk tomorrow. All right, I want to keep following up on the Ryan Donato, because the run he's on is terrific. He extended his point streak to 4 games. He has 6 points over this stretch, so 3 goals and 4 goals and 2 assists. And he also has the shootout winner tonight. He also hit the post earlier in the game, and that gives the Blackhawks, I believe, 17 posts or crossbars on the season. And so Donato had one of those as well. He finished with 19-13 of ice time, which is by far a season high. His previous season high was 14-49. So, I mean, credit to Luke Richardson. He said before the game, I want to ride the hot hand with Ryan Donato, promoted him to the first line with Connor Bedard, put him on the top power play unit, ended up having him out there for the extra attacker situation, and he set up Tyler Bertuzzi for the game-tying goal. And then Luke is saying, I'm continuing to ride this. I'm going to put him out there for the third shooter in the shootout. Bedard converts the first one. Teravainen converts the second. Donato the third. Chicago goes 3-for-3, and Donato continued his hot streak. So that huge comeback win by the Blackhawks. I was fairly fairly concerned through two periods. I mean, you heard Troy mention it. The Hawks had only 8 shots on goal through the first 40 minutes of hockey. It was 4 shots in the first, 4 shots in the second. They were on pace to finish with 12 shots on goal, and the Hawks ended up finishing with 20, so it's still not great, especially when you add the extra 5 minutes of overtime. But it's one of those wins where the Blackhawks just found a way to get 2 points, even if you had to steal it. And it's funny, too. I'm looking at this the game sheet. Hawks had 20 shots on goal. Ryan Donato had 5 of them. So he had 25% of the shots for the Blackhawks. He certainly did his part in the Blackhawks win, and I expect that to continue over to Anaheim, where Donato continues on that first line. I did want to make a note. So Donato was on the first line. Teravainen dropped to the third line, and Donato also got moved to the power play. All of those were in favor of Teuvo Teravainen. So Teravainen no longer on the top line, no longer on the top power play unit, and Teravainen also wasn't on the second unit either. It was Hall, Kurashev, Reichel, Smith, Maroon. And then in overtime, Teravainen didn't take a single shift in overtime, but he was out there for the shootout, obviously converted on his second. He finished with, Teravainen had 12:18 of ice time. That is by far a season low. His previous low was 16:13 in Winnipeg. And in San Jose, he had 20 minutes of ice time. So Teravainen is kind of in the, has maybe hit a wall the last few games, but Donato has stepped up in a big way, jumping in on that top line and producing in this Blackhawks win. Let's take a break. We got sound rolling in from LA. On the other side, we'll hear from the winners from the postgame locker room. The Blackhawks postgame show rolls on after this on 720 WGN.
Donato has been hot for the Hawks. We told you coming into this game, 4 goals in his last 3 games. He'll take his first shootout attempt of the season.
Yeah, Donato's a shooter, and I think Kemper would probably know that.
Here's Donato taking the puck at center ice, over the king line, for the win, down the left wing side, to the slot, Deeks, and shoots, he scores! Hawks win! Hawks win! Ryan Donato, the man of the hour! Deeks Kemper down to the ice with about 5 or 6 different Deeks that I can't even begin to describe. Got Kemper out of position and flipped it behind him with a hard forehand wrist shot. And the Blackhawks will leave LA with the hardest earned 2 points of the season.
That is a 10 out of 10 call by our guy John Weideman on the Ryan Donato shootout winner. Hawks overcame a 2-goal deficit in the third period, scored 3 times in the final 30, and won it in a shootout against an LA Kings team that has been very good at home over the last, I think it was since February. They've only lost 3 games or 5, 3 or 4 games at home. So big win by the Blackhawks. Nick Foligno, he scored a goal, ended a 6-game goal drought with his 4th goal of the season. He spoke to the media in LA just now. Let's listen in.
You guys have had so many close losses to finally kind of rally and get a win. Is that nice to see?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the way we want to draw it up, but I think we got the result, which is what we've been talking about, right? So we obviously know we can play better and need to play better, but to find a way to come back in this game and get it done is a testament to the guys in here. And honestly, probably the hockey gods, too. We probably deserved a win in San Jose and didn't. Here we probably didn't, but we got the win, and that's a great testament to the group. So I'm pleased with it because we need these points right now.
What changed in the third for you guys?
I just think we started to settle into our game and realize like they come out with such a push here. You know, they try to physically take over the game, and I thought we pushed back, and then I think our legs started to come underneath us, and then we started to make plays, and I think that was the big thing too. We weren't just allowing their pressure to take over. We kind of got through some of their pressure and were able to make some moves and plays, and now we have speed coming at them, and we're able to obviously make some really good plays, and then at the end, you know, it's just a great play to keep it in, and Dono's heads up. He's been playing unbelievable for us, and heads up to see Bert, and Bert's around the net where he's going to help us the most, and so I was pretty pumped.
What did you guys talk about at the intermission before that?
Just getting physically engaged and emotionally engaged. I think we talk about you can't play this game without being emotionally engaged, and I think they were ready to go, and we weren't, and we kind of tiptoed in, and I think once guys got emotionally engaged in the game is when we started to get our game and start playing the way we need to play, and you know, it wasn't perfect, but that's okay. We're looking for results right now. It matters to know how to win and to find ways to win. You're not going to play your best every night, but if you can find a way to win, you're growing as a group, and we'll rectify our game plan and our game play tomorrow and hopefully come with a better game that allows us to sustain that all game long.
What are you seeing from Wright, Clover? Things are okay?
He just wants the puck now, right? Like, you see him. He's dicing through, and, you know, he's still got to understand the certain pressures of when he can do it, but, man, he's dangerous when he does, right? He's so slippery, so fast, and makes a great play to Smitty, and, you know, if he can keep bringing that, it's a huge boost to our team.
What do you see in your goal?
I just kind of left the middle open for me, so I don't know if they thought I was Nick from 10 years ago, but felt like it after. But yeah, just, you know, you take what they're giving you, right? That's what I'm talking about. We had more time with the puck, and instead of just maybe chipping it in, I realized, okay, I got some time and space here, and nobody really came to me. I was able to use the D as a screen, and you know, luckily got through them, and I'm happy it kind of got us going, and you know, it's a testament to the guys that finished the job.
The Kings 1-3-1 has given you guys a lot of challenges the past few years. Was there something you guys figured out in terms of how to penetrate that?
Well, they changed it. They play more of a 1-2-2.
Oh, really?
Honestly, okay. Yeah, that's why I think it just is a little different. But we everybody plays every single season. They play it well. I think that's why they stuck with it for so long. But, you know, this year they're playing a little different. And but, you know, it's what we see when we play our system, the 1-2-2, right? It's how we turn over pucks. And so we kind of understand how to break through it. And, you know, it wasn't pretty today by any means, but we got through a couple times and, you know, got the result.
I like what Nick Foligno had to say there about just finding a way to win, even when the Blackhawks are not at their best. You know, it's not always going to be pretty in the NHL, where it's incredibly hard to pick up 2 points, let alone, or 1 point, let alone 2 points, against a playoff type team in the LA Kings. So it's, again, it's going to be part of the maturation process for the Blackhawks to just find ways to win hockey games, even when they don't have their A game. And in the past, it's been really hard for the Blackhawks to win hockey games while playing their B game, just because it felt like they needed to play their A game against other teams, because even other teams, when they play their B game, it feels like it was still hard for the Blackhawks to win. So credit to the Hawks for just finding a way to get the job done against a really good LA Kings team. Peter Mrazek was also phenomenal in this game. He spoke to the media. Let's hear what he had to say.
Nice to get a win.
Yeah, on the road, you know, a game like that, huge 2 points for us.
What did you see there in the shootout that you guys haven't had a shootout this year? It's probably been a while.
Got to work on it, I guess. 2 of 3, you know, not good enough, but you know, we scored three nice goals, and we take it.
What was your reaction when Donato put in the game?
Just relieved that, you know, I don't need to face any more shots today.
How are you feeling? We talked yesterday and you said you've held up well through this heavy workload, but another game under your belt.
Yeah, I feel great. I think I see the, you know, the game we are right now, and that's what we talked yesterday about, and you know, let's just keep doing what's working and move on from it.
Has playing as much as you have, has it been, I guess, just allowed you to get reps, or just feel like consistently from game to game?
Yeah, you feel way more confident and consistent in that when, you know, you see that many games in a row. So, you know, nothing I'm worried about. Just go there and play.
What can a team take away from a win like this?
Well, we just have to learn that, you know, we can play like the third period we played today. We can play the whole 60 minutes, and that's something that we need to, you know, start the game tomorrow like we finished the game.
I think in 11 of the first 12, you guys have been either tied or leading or, you know, within a goal in the third. How different is it for you personally, where you knowing that the saves in the third are just as important, you know, throughout the game as a year ago is different?
I feel like that's what good hockey team does. You know, you're in a game every single night, and that's what we're trying to change here, and, you know, trying to win games. And if you're leading, we're trying to, you know, keep the lead and win the games like that. So it tells you a lot that, you know, the team's in on the rise. It's way better than it has been.
That was Blackhawks goaltender Peter Mrazek. He finished with 37 saves on 40 shots for a save percentage of .925. His 37 saves, that's a new season high for him. His previous was 36 in the win against Edmonton on October 12th. Peter Mrazek, I think we said it after the game on Thursday against San Jose, didn't have his best. He wasn't as sharp as we're used to seeing from him. He had 26 saves on 29 shots for an .897 save percentage, so he wasn't terrible numbers, but I think he expects more out of himself, so it was nice to see him bounce back in a big way for the Blackhawks, because they don't win this game without him making some high quality saves especially in regulation. Let's take another break. Coming up next, we'll get our save of the game and hear from Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show on 720 WGN.
Kings get it back. Fogle passing on the left wing. Byfield over the Hawk line. Down the left wing side. He shoots. Blocker save made by Mrazek. And the puck ends up in the protected netting. It was a 2-on-1 developing for the Kings. LaFerriere was coming down the right wing side and wide open. Byfield opted to shoot, but Mrazek beat him with the blocker.
That was tonight's Save of the Game, which is sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at comed.com/poweringbiz. Peter Mrazek, again, 37 saves on 40 shots, outdueling Darcy Kemper, who gave up 3 goals on 20 shots. Kemper did not have much action in the first 40 minutes. He only faced 8 shots total, then gave up 3 goals on 11 shots in the third, and then he was 0-for-3. In the shootout, with the Blackhawks converting on all 3 of their chances. Let's hear what Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson had to say about this comeback win for the Blackhawks.
It's a pretty close one, but what do you take away from a win like this?
Well, I thought a lot of character from our guys, obviously led by our captain, Nick Foligno, with a spirited fight, and just the way he played and forechecked and got us that first goal. I think it was, kind of, it's all reactional timing. I think he knew our team needed a bit of a jump in the beginning, and then in the third period, being down 2-0, and our team really responded in the third. We're lucky that Peter kept us in at 2-0 up until that point. So good lesson that we got to make sure we have our skating legs right out of the gate, because that team really put it to us in the first half of the game.
Yeah, anything that changed with you guys just getting through the neutral zone there?
No, I think we just started moving the puck quicker, more execution. We talked about it after the second. Very indicative even on our power plays. Like the passing, both passing and receiving was not executed very well. And it just gave a good skating team the puck too much. And, I thought we kind of corrected that a little bit better on our breakouts in the third period. So we had the puck more, and I think he can do more with the puck.
What did you change?
Not much, just like we wanted to come out the weak side. I thought they're a big, strong team, and we weren't getting through on the strong side in the breakout. So just change sides and better dumps so we could get in and have some more sustained ozone time. And I think it was just execution more than changing a lot.
Did you see what you wanted to see out of Donato on the top line?
Yeah, no, he was great. I thought he had a real nice chance in the first period. And, he was good. He was hard. He was on the inside, and, it gave that line good sustainability around the net, and I think it looked good for the first viewing of this season anyways.
And that third goal, is there anything that Seth can do different there, or how is it, the positioning?
Not really. I think they start out with 3 high, so it stretches our 3 forwards. Our low forward has to run out high, and then we just couldn't get back to the inside, and Seth's basically got, he's looking at 2 guys, and he stayed in between. So the way the puck came off the boards, it was just a one-touch bounce, and Peter has to play it aggressive from the top shot, so he just wasn't back in the post because he was where he's supposed to be. So, it happened and reacted fast. So the only thing we can do is kind of protect a little bit in the middle. But then we're going to give up a point shot. And that's dangerous with this team that tips pucks very well.
I noticed Teravainen didn't play in OT. Was there a reason for that?
I just thought I went with guys that had a little bit more skating legs at that point. I thought Tavo played a pretty solid third period and excellent, good checking game, especially with Dickinson's line. I just went with guys that were really moving, like Reichel had a good game skating. And putting him with Taylor just to see if they can create something with their speed. And obviously Connor created some really nifty chances there as well. So, that's Dickinson. I put him out there for a few face-offs and then one other shift just to, kind of be a good guy that's strong in the puck when we have it. And I thought I saw that out of him. So that's just what the guys we went with.
Is fatigue also why?
That was Blackhawks head coach Luke Richardson. Seemed a little relieved that the Blackhawks were able to find a way to win this hockey game. I feel like that would have been a different story if the Hawks lost this game, not only because of the effort in the first 20 minutes, but because he was not pleased with the officiating, especially in that first period. He thought there should have been an instigator penalty on the Nick Foligno hit, where Tanner Jeannot jumped in, and you can go on, you can see the words that he was mouthing, and he was unhappy. The Pat Maroon penalty was just straight up not a penalty, and then Connor Murphy got penalized for high sticking in the second. You go look at the replay, and the stick never hit Kevin Fiala's face. So just some tough officiating for the Blackhawks. Feels like this season they've been hit with some weird calls, and so I'm sure Luke would not have been pleased with that, although that would have been the least of the Blackhawks' concerns because the power play had a tough night. We got one more break to get to, then we'll wrap up the Blackhawks post-game show after this on 720 WGN.
Now Gauthier with speed. Busts in. Poked off his stick by St. Ivany. He puts it behind the net. Great pass by Zegras, and they score.
Wow, pretty play.
Tonight's next game preview, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. That was a goal by Alex Killorn. Anaheim Ducks forward. A setup from Trevor Zegras. Hawks have Anaheim tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Time. It's going to be the final game of the road trip for the Blackhawks. Anaheim lost 2-1 in overtime in Pittsburgh a couple nights ago. They were outshot 45-23. Sidney Crosby had both of the goals in that game. Hawks are going to be able to take advantage of this if they keep their foot on the gas pedal. The Anaheim Ducks give up the most shots on goal per game at 35.7. They are the worst faceoff team in the league by a wide margin at 41.7%, and they have a 29th ranked power play percentage. So there's an avenue for the Blackhawks to capitalize in Anaheim. It looks like Arvid Soderblom is going to be the starter in net. Thank God, because Peter Mrazek has six consecutive starts, and he's started in 10 of the 12 games this season for the Blackhawks. I think he deserves a much needed breather for Mrazek, and then their next game isn't until Wednesday, so he'll be able to kind of regroup for a few days after that. There were some lineup changes for the Blackhawks in this game. Isaac Phillips made his season debut for the Blackhawks tonight. I can officially say tonight. He logged only 11 minutes of ice time. Wasn't too noticeable out there. I think he just kind of, you know, he was on a pairing with Nolan Allen, but they literally, I think, logged like 7 seconds of ice time together. So Phillips was more so playing, I believe he was with Murphy. He was more so playing with Vlasic and Murphy and less with Nolan Allen. TJ Brody was a healthy scratch. He's had a tough start to the season. I mentioned in the pregame show, at 5-on-5 this season, he has a -7 goal differential. 2 goals, 4, 9 against. It's the worst on the team. The next worst defenseman is Nolan Allen at -2. So it's a pretty precipitous drop off. Much needed kind of reset for TJ Brody. And we'll see if he draws back into the lineup for the Anaheim game. Poor Joey Anderson. His brother Mikey played in this game. Joey Anderson, his last game came in the home opener against San Jose. Then he got sick, and he hasn't played in a game since. So Joey Anderson, I'm sure, is licking his chops to get in the game, but I doubt he'll be in on tomorrow against Anaheim because the Hawks are coming off a big win against L.A. Blackhawks hockey is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, Circa Sports Illinois, United Airlines, and Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Huge thanks to all the help we had on the broadcast today, our production crew of Jack Heinrich and Alan Poppy. They were led by our engineer, the Colonel, Brett Jackson. For John Weideman and Troy Murray, who brought you the call from L.A., I'm Charlie Romeliotis signing off after a 4-3 shootout win over the Kings. Thanks for being with us. Talk to you tomorrow night.